said to Job, will the fault finder contend with the Almighty? Let him who argues with God give an answer. Then Job answered the Lord, behold, I am insignificant. How can I reply to you? I place my hand over my mouth. I have spoken once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I have nothing to add. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, now brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall inform me. Would you really annul my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself? Do you have an arm like God's? Can you thunder with a voice like his? Then adorn yourself with majesty and splendor, and clothe yourself with honor and glory. Unleash the fury of your wrath. Look on every proud man and bring him low. Look on every proud man and humble him. Trample the wicked where they stand. Bury them together in the dust. Imprison them in the grave. Then I will confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Look at Behemoth, which I made along with you. He feeds on grass like an ox. See the strength of his loins and the power in the muscles of his belly. Tail sways like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tightly knit. His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs are rods of iron. He is the foremost of God's works. Only his maker can draw the sword against him. The hills yield him their produce, while all the beasts of the field play nearby. He lies under the lotus plants, hidden among the reeds of the marsh. The lotus plants conceal him in their shade. The willows of the brook surround him. Though the river rages, Behemoth is unafraid. He remains secure, though the Jordan surges to his mouth. Can anyone capture him as he looks on, or pierce his nose with a snare?